we bring in the skipper, the manager of the Nashville Sounds, Rick Sweet, who's on the line with us. Skipper, how are you?
I am outstanding. How are you guys doing?
Oh, fantastic. Just we've been talking some baseball. It's good for my soul that baseball is back, and I know you have to be happy to be back home after a short three-game series. You know, we're used to these longer series in AAA, but a short three-gamer, and now you're back at First Horizon Park. How are you feeling about the early part of the season?
Well, I like where we're at. We've had a couple of injuries already, which have set us back. We've lost two of our three catchers, so I've got new catchers flying in here in the next day or two. But other than that, you know, the weather in Toledo was okay for Toledo this time of year, and we got through those three games. But we are happy to be back home. There's nothing better than to be home and get that home cooking.
So what is the kind of the start of the season like, especially at the AAA level? Because you got some guys that, you know, have been around and you're used to that are coming back. But, you know, obviously there's always so much roster turnover with, you know, whether guys are moving to other teams or going up to the bigs, what have you. So how do you kind of, you know, get settled in at the start of the season knowing that you're going to have a mix of new and old?
Well, for us, it was pretty tough because we came to town here for a day and a half, and then we had to fly up to Toledo. You know, we only got to hit on the field one day of the three because of weather. Now we're back home. This helps. It was very hectic leaving spring training where you've been working every day and you got great weather and get thrown that little curveball up there. But it's always part of leaving spring training and starting the season. You go from practice games, which is all they are, to the big stuff, the stuff that's important.
We're talking to Nashville Sounds manager Rick Sweet this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. And Coach, I remember talking years ago to the great Don Money, who was a AAA manager. He said the hardest job in baseball is being the manager of a AAA club, because half the team doesn't want to be there. The other half thinks they belong in the major leagues. You have a tough task. I mean, it's a tough job being a AAA manager, is it not?
Don Money is a very wise man. you know, and I'd say, yeah, he said 50%. Really, nobody wants to be here. They all want to be in the big leagues. So, you know, I've got some young guys that are happy to be here, but that's only going to last about a month, 6 weeks. And then they're going to say, hey, how come I'm not in the big leagues? So we're in a position where nobody is 100% all in, happy to be here. They always have that, when am I going to get to the big leagues look in their eyes.
Yeah, and that being said, that's a reason. It's a tough job. How do you make it, though, but when they're here, when you know guys are going to be gone in 3 to 4 weeks or whatever, how do you make it when they're here to say the most important thing is the Nashville Sounds? The most important thing you're going to do is be a member of the Nashville Sounds. Is there a fine balance with this?
There is, but you know what? If you've got to be in the minor leagues, there's no better city than Nashville. There's no better facility than our facility, and we got the best fans in baseball. So, you know, you can add that in there. Is okay, if you got to be here, you're in the best place you can be. Let's keep our feet right here on the ground. We're ready to go, and you know, keep them focused on above. And the key is we usually have a lot of moves. You guys, you know how many moves we go through at times. And once we start that movement up and down, it's easy to motivate guys. Hey, you want to go to Milwaukee? Be the best player. When they call, be the guy that's tearing it up here, and you'll get the call.
With being a manager, how much teaching do you do on a daily basis? I know these guys have been playing baseball for years and years, but is there still part of the game of teaching that you enjoy?
Without a doubt. There is no doubt. You know, in fact, I've been up this morning going over some catching video for the young catcher that I have left right now. And obviously, I got a couple more guys coming in. But we still have teaching to do here. They still teach in the big leagues. You know, Cheerio's in the big leagues right now with us. He's 20 years old. You know, there's a lot of teaching that still goes on in this game. But a lot of my work is that mental capacity, keeping guys focused on the job, keeping them focused on what they need to do to get to the big leagues. So The teaching never stops.
We're talking to Rick Sweet. He's the manager of the Nashville Sounds as they open the home part of their season tonight at First Horizon Park. First pitch at 6:35. What I think has been really cool, Rick, is what baseball has done over the course of the last few years post-COVID. That, you know, for a long time the Sounds were in the PCL and you played, you know, teams from, you know, all over and other affiliates and things like that. Now you're seeing, you know, obviously, you guys with the Brewers, you're seeing Cardinals affiliates and the Redbirds come in, the Braves, Cubs, you know, at times. But how important is that of getting baseball fans to the park, knowing that they're going to see not only you guys, but see players from their favorite teams across the league as well?
Well, there's no doubt. We're trying to get that even expanded more to where we see a few more clubs from our league. We have 20 teams in our league, in the International League. So we don't see all 20. We only see 10, maybe 10 or 11 of them. We don't get to see all the teams. We'd like to get even more involved with some of those other clubs because they are teams that are interesting to people and want to see these minor league players. There's some good young talent, and we push young talent now. As you've seen throughout baseball, you see these long-term contracts going out to guys that have never been to the big leagues, and they're signing them long term. So it's exciting times in baseball and very exciting times here at the AAA level also, because you get to see them a little closer than you do in the big leagues.
I just realized, looking at your bio, Rick, that I lived in Hawaii when you were playing AAA baseball in Hawaii.
Did you go to any games?
My brother and I went to so many – Aloha Stadium. We went to so many games
Aloha
there.
Aloha Stadium.
It was crazy. Wow, we're all connected in some weird way, aren't we?
That's the beauty of baseball. It's a very small, tight-knit community. And if you start digging in deep, and with me you can go really deep, you find out, yeah, I spent 3 great years playing in Hawaii. And, again, if you got to be in AAA, what better place than – Hawaii.
What was the travel like? I mean, you play 10 games at home and you'd be gone for 2 or 3 weeks because of the travel and getting to back and forth to Hawaii?
Exactly. That's exactly what we did. We'd go home and we'd be home from 10 to 14 days, and play two teams that would come in. One would come in for a 9-10 game series and one for a 4 or 5 game series. I'll tell you what, in the 3 years I played in Hawaii, we never lost a series.
Whoa.
Teams would come over and they'd be at the beach all night. They'd come in sunburned. They'd be sick. It was crazy how teams would lose players over there. It's the same thing a little bit here in Nashville. Teams come in, they go to Broadway, they bring in their families, their wives want to come to Nash Vegas and enjoy the fun, and we do well with that. We always have teams that lose a player. He's sick all of a sudden. You know, he gets that one-day flu.
Yeah, we know exactly what that is. Also, Coach, it was a great time to be in Hawaii. The Magnum PI had just started and everything, so a lot of focus was on Oahu. So it was a really nice time to be there.
I loved being over there for those 3 years. Like I said, it was and you're there for a couple of weeks. We had great fans. They came out to the ballpark. Aloha Stadium was beautiful. Yep. That place seated probably 60, 70,000. But I lived in a place called Pearl City, Aiea, yeah, overlooking Pearl Harbor. I was on the 18th floor of my apartment overlooking Pearl Harbor. The ballpark was right there. It was very, very nice and fun, but it got too expensive for teams over there. That's why they had to get out.
Sounds manager Rick Sweet is here with us. And you've been around the game for a long time, but over the last couple of years, and it started in AAA and below, now in the major leagues, we've seen a lot of rules change. And honestly, I think it's for the better. I have thoroughly enjoyed the pitch clock and just the pace of the game and all of the things that baseball has done to improve the game. And I feel like for a long time they were – hesitant to do so, but seeing it from the manager's seat, how do you think all these new rules that, again, were kind of tested in AAA in the minors, how have you enjoyed them and think they've improved the game?
You know, we were the guinea pigs. There's no doubt. AAA is where they try everything S now, which is the automatic strike zone. I think baseball, and I'm old school, I think baseball has done a great job of game changing to make it more enjoyable for the fan base. We've cut 40 minutes off of games. And I'll tell you what, the players enjoy that. They're like, okay, this has worked out a lot better than we thought. So I think the changes we're making in the game are necessary. I think they're good for the game, and I think they're great for the fans. And that's what we're looking at, is keeping our fan base and keeping people interested and involved with the game.
Rick, I was just informed that your son plays baseball at Cumberland.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, what's more nerve-wracking, being a manager of the Nashville Sounds or watching your boy go to bat?
It's watching your children go to bat. And there is no doubt about it. And I've got a daughter, and it was the same thing. She'd be playing volleyball or basketball, and I'd be and it's nerve-wracking. Managing what I do, I enjoy it. It's fun. I don't get that anxiety of we have to do this. It's more of like, okay, I know where we're going from here, and let's keep working at it. But watching your children play and not being able to do anything about it,
right,
it's nerve-wracking.
Rick, I got one more question for you. And you just mentioned it that, you know, you're old school, and I'm an old school baseball fan. I've grown up, you know, watching baseball. And there's still something to this day that I cannot stand, and that is when somebody – you know, hits a dribbler or whatever, and they don't run it out to first base. Ooh. As a manager and as someone that's teaching these young guys, and I still, at this level, you know, think you probably have to do that. How do you handle a situation like that if a guy doesn't run through?
Well, and it doesn't happen as often as you'd think anymore. I think with how fast we're moving guys through the game, it's easier to keep them focused on their game. The only power I have as a manager is the power of my pencil right in that lineup. And when a guy doesn't do something that is bad for the game and looks bad for the game, that's the power we have, and that's to take him out of the game immediately or make sure that hey, you're not going to play tomorrow. And that's the power we have, and that's the power we use. Sometimes the front office doesn't always like it, but because they want their star players to get as many at bats as they can. But that's the power we use, and we do use it. And it's not always obvious to the fan base how we do it, but we definitely use that power.
Fantastic stuff. Well, good talking to you. We will definitely do this again soon. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates tonight, and looking forward to some Sounds baseball this year. But thanks so much for doing this.
Always a pleasure to talk, guys, and look forward to seeing everybody at the ballpark tonight.